All right, Tuesday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Not that you know, if you're trying to watch on Facebook, we've been banned again off of Facebook for an unknown reason, and we can't even put out a link on Facebook now. So Mark Zuckerberg's alleged Maricopa to the conservative community is all a bold-faced lie, is hanging around at the UFC and meeting with Trump and say he's going to change, and he's changed the algorithm. He was used by the FBI. He's just a curly-haired little lying piece of garbage. That's who Mark Zuckerberg is. So anyway, banned again. I've been banned forever on Facebook. You're like, you've been on it, Tom. Yeah, I've been on it, but I got 30,000 followers between the church and myself, and I have 24 people watching. So, I mean, we have not been able to friend anybody for coming up on 5 years. So get the word out to as many people as you can. We are no longer on Facebook. They won't even let us post a link to Rumble on Facebook now, post a link to anything. So we can't stand them. They haven't been able to stand them for a long time. We were off of them. We weren't even using them on the podcast for, what, probably 2 years, Aaron, something like that. We weren't even using them. But when Mark Zuckerberg appeared to make his Maricopa to the conservative community, we decided, you know, we'll give it another shot. We were still banned the entire time with 30,000 followers and 27 people watching.
Yeah.
So we were still banned the whole time. But anyway, let me say it to everybody in the chat. Bill F1 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Peg McGroin is on. Todd Suff is on. TJT1 is on. Charlie340 is on. Mulkin Thin is on. Charlie340 is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Snagdog is on. Granite2468 is on. Dave Souders is on. CSUP is on. Gridenum is on. Judy Anita is on. D9597 is on. Those Jesus people is on. Jules21Hours is on. Sexy Pony is on. Salty Gonads is on. JDJoy25 is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let's see, Hassle Free TV is on, Jim Brody's on, JD Wool is on, Leon Fishpuppy is on, Just Jesse is on, Drummer for Jesus is on, Green Rose Patriot is on, Veronica 18201 is on, Goosey 600 is on, Robin Aroni is on, Boy 7 Howdy is on, Hefner is on, Sunmoo 45 is on, Spy Ass 64 is on, Keeper 1376 is on, Mike Griffith is on, Dead Plant is on, Sheila K is on, Confederate 1 is on, Toe Knee Nuthead is on. Maligator 1960 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Let's see. John Phillips is on. Hans Luke Donovan is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop right to the first one. So Trump has, in the midst of all of this tariff terror, everyone, I want to see all the reversals and all the retractions. Of course, that will never come because we were told by all these leftists, economic experts. We are told by all these leftist economic expert prognosticators that the sky was falling, the stock market was permanently crashing, and then there was going to be record inflation. Have you seen any of that? Not all of you like, Tom, we're in the midst of a 90-day moratorium. Well, of course, that's the strategy. Using tariffs as leverage, as have been used against us for the last two decades. So Trump, in the midst of this, from Daily News, Trump hits record high approval rating amid tariff turmoil. Look at the date right there on the bottom. Glorious happy tax day to everybody today. April 15th, where you get ripped off. You get, I hate to say it, bent over by the federal government and your money is stolen so you can go to Democratic Party NGOs, fully staffed by Democrats, so they can hand more money to other Democrats and Democratic Party campaigns. That's where all our tax dollars goes. Has any of your tax dollars ever returned back to benefit you in any way, shape, or form? Social Security doesn't count. That's your money. Have any of your tax dollars ever come back? Not one. Not $1. It all goes to Democratic Party NGOs or Rhino NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats. And what they do is they get given, let's say, $10 billion per year, let's say. And they're supposed to hand out that $10 billion. But they pay themselves $8 billion out of that 10 to hand out $2 billion. That's what's been going on. So when you see that 20 to 40% of your income gone today, or you end up owing, understand, say you end up owing. Like Aaron planned on owing, but it ends up he's getting money back. Well, say he ended up owing. Just take comfort, Aaron. Take comfort in this.
Yes.
I believe I owe, so I think I'm having to pay. But anyway, so the money that I have to pay, guess where it's going to go? Let's see, the National Endowment for Democracy is where it'll go, which is fully staffed, which is an NGO paid for by USAID or any other government entity. and it's fully staffed by Democrats getting paid six or seven figure salaries. So that money that goes to them, say again, $10 billion, and they're supposed to hand out that $10 billion for, you know, charities and other things. No, they pay themselves eight out of the $10 billion and then disseminate $2 billion. So it costs $8 billion to give away $2 billion. That is what's been going on for years. So when your taxes actually go, when you write that tax check, understand that's where it's going. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But anyway, happy tax day to everybody. Happy tax day. All right, so anyway, Trump, record high approval rating right now in the midst of everything. You got AOC and Bernie on their tour, just bad-mouthing Trump, and AOC's about to be on the bad end of a defamation lawsuit because she's made, as you saw in the pregame with Megyn Kelly, she's made a bunch of defamatory comments that were just as bad as Stephanopoulos, who just had to hand over $16 million to Donald Trump. Get ready, AOC, because you really haven't amounted that much money yet. You probably got $20, $30 million in the account. Right now, even though you only make $174,000 a year, probably because the NGO is paying you also for your speaking engagements and everything else. But anyway, just get ready to hand over a giant chunk of that to Donald J. Trump. All right, Beirut Barry video. Why is Obama holdover still in the IRS? Fire all these people. Play it for me.
It's hard to root out all the bad actors and all the bad players and all the people with ill intent that maybe have a nefarious agenda, but this one seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
You would think. Holly Paz has been at the agency for a long time. She was involved in the Tea Party scandal, was Lois Lerner's top deputy, was even accused of misleading Congress during the Tea Party scandal. But the irony of this is that not only has she remained at the agency, but she's actually been promoted, and now she's running a division over there that's running a new team, a pass-through audit team that was created by President Biden that's become very politicized in nature, not just because you have Holly Paz as the commissioner of the division where it's located, but because of statements and actions that are very political that have been taken by IRS officials. And I'll give you a couple of examples. One of the officials at the IRS said that they're looking to go after individuals who want to make BASIS great again, which is just a slap at President Trump's campaign slogan of making America great again. BASIS simply refers to a type of common transactions that pass-throughs use. And for the viewers at home, a pass-through can be an LLC, it could be a partnership. These are commonly used legal structures.
An S-corp is probably the most common one to me. The S-corp is a pass-through, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Another incident or, you know, action, I would say, with political undertones is they have an information document request form for this audit team. They've dubbed it the art of the IDR. It's a very invasive form that they send to these pass-through businesses. And President Trump has a book that is called The Art of the Deal. And is once again mocking President Trump, mocking his supporters, a lot of politically charged statements, actions, and then you combine this with the fact that it's being led by a woman who was involved in the Tea Party scandal. And what you have is something that looks a heck of a lot more like a political hit squad than any well-intentioned endeavor by the IRS.
So the question is, 4 months into the Trump administration, how is Holly Paz still employed? Lois Lerner, who is the head of the IRS during the Tea Party scandal, committed numerous crimes and somehow escaped prosecution because, of course, it was the DOJ controlled by the Biden administration, Eric Holder. But anyway, so Holly Paz worked for Lois Lerner to wrongfully persecute via prosecution Tea Party members, and she's still employed? And she openly mocks the Trump administration with making BASIS great again, the art of the IDR, which all has to do with this pass-through audit team. And guess what a pass-through audit team is? She's the head of the pass-through audit team, which was orchestrated and put into place by the Biden administration so that LLCs can get tax exemptions. Guess what most LLCs are, or what every NGO is, I should say, is an LLC. The NGOs that I was just talking about, so they get passed through audits. The NGOs where all your tax dollars are going, that have made J.B. Pritzker and every other billionaire a billionaire because all they do is get taxpayer dollars for investment. They never have to actually make their own money for investment. They get your money for investments. But they all get passed through audits. from the Biden administration and from all the other rhino, because the only real president that we had was Donald Trump, and he lived in kind of oblivion for the first 2 years of his administration, 17, 18, kind of started to wake up in 19, was a great president, but still didn't know what his who his adversaries actually were. Now he lives in complete, now he can see everything, and couldn't then. So we've had no real presidents ever. Even Reagan was blind. So all of these things have been going on for years. So when we actually find one of these deep state rats, like Lois Lerner, but like Holly Paz, she needs to be fired yesterday because she's just running a pass-through audit team that was set up by the Biden administration so NGOs don't get taxed. Fired yesterday. Let's go to the next one. Pick from the Gateway Pundit, speaking of fired, breaking top Hegseth advisor escorted out of the Pentagon for leaking. Oops. You can run for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Dan Caldwell was also, that's coming for Letitia James too, by the way. I got a nice little 3-minute video on her. We've already discussed it, but there's a little more detail of what's coming for Letitia. When you want to investigate and persecute via prosecution people for real estate fraud, and you yourself are years and years into real estate fraud, and you signed a document claiming that your dad is your husband. All those Jonathan Turley, Fox News, are facts. It's coming. And the same thing here for Danny Caldwell, was also part of Mike Waltz's Houthi chat team. And I want to know more about little Mikey Waltz, too. Mm-hmm. A whole lot more about Mike Waltz and how his chief of staff, was it Aaron Chong, I think it was?
Yeah.
Chong used to work for Tom Cotton. Who wants Pete Hegseth's job? Huh? Tom Cotton, the ultimate China-loving rhino. The one who loves to have his little grandiose speeches but never actually acts on them. That guy, just like John Kennedy out of Louisiana. They all have all these grandiose speeches. Everyone's like, oh, what a great conservative. But they never act in a conservative fashion. They just give conservative speeches so that you never actually put a Trump in their seat. They don't want an actual Trump. They don't want someone like you. They don't want someone like me in their seat because you and I would rather be fired than compromise, but not those guys. Thank you for everybody that's given in the rant. Appreciate it. So anyway, this guy gets walked right out of the head Pentagon today. Just leave this pickup. So here's the Reuters report. Reuters actually reported on it, and the Gateway Pundit picked it up. One of U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's top advisors, Dan Caldwell, was escorted out of the Pentagon on Tuesday after being identified during an investigation into leaks at the Department of Defense, a U.S. official told Reuters. Caldwell, a senior advisor to Pete Hegseth, was placed on administrative leave for an unauthorized disclosure. The official said, speaking on condition of anonymity, the decision has not been previously reported. The investigation remains ongoing, the official said. Dan Caldwell was also part of the Mike Waltz Houthi Signal chat group. It will be interesting to see if his removal is also tied to that incident. We will have to see. Because here's the problem with all these guys. And I'm not saying, listen, innocent till proven guilty with Caldwell. But we need to start understanding that people who claim to be Republicans are not merely not Republican or not conservative. They are actually Democratic Party operatives. The Tom Cottons of the world. The Chongs of the world, who is Mike Waltz's deputy NSA, National Security Advisor. These people are deep state actors. And again, this all draws back to this stuff. I'm telling you, it all does. Because go look at where all these people get employed after they leave office for multi-million dollar salaries. It all ties back to the love of money, which is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. But in a governmental sense, it all ties to these NGOs. Some of these NGOs are not just Democratic. They're Democratic institutions. They're also Rhino Republican institutions, which the Democrat and Rhino Republican are synonymous. They mean exactly the same thing. They operate the same way. They legislate the same way. We've seen it, and we put up their liberty scores. Whether it's Cornyn, whether it's Thune, Murkowski, Collins, all of them either halfway vote with Pelosi and Schumer, or more often than not, vote with Pelosi and Schumer. That's who our Senate Majority Leader is, who has a 52% liberty rating. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, 48% of the time votes with Bernie Sanders. He's our leader? He's our Senate Majority Leader? He's not legit. Mike Lee's Liberty score, who should be our Senate Majority Leader, is 94%. So most of these people are fake, and all they want to do is facilitate money to organizations that they will later get jobs at. It really is that simple. Personal enrichment. That's what it's really all about. They'll bankrupt you. They'll bankrupt this country. They'll bankrupt the military. They'll allow this country to be militarily conquered as long as they got their job at the NGO as an advisor. You need to watch all of these people because the corruption in D.C., really every single person is corrupt outside of a very few, maybe 4, 5, 6% are corrupt to the core. Will lie, will commit treason, will sell you out, will sell this country out to personally enrich themselves. All right, go to the next one for me. Some good news, Eric Doherty tweet, breaking. Just keep breaking records. They're breaking records at the FBI for recruitment. They're breaking records overall military recruitment. And now the U.S. Navy had best recruiting in just a few years, in 23 years. Better than basically the entire Bush administration, the entire Obama administration, Trump's previous administration. And of course, the 4 years of Joe Biden, which were the worst 4 years of worst presidency in history, and they trotted him out. We're getting to it. I don't know when it's down on the. I'm doing space hoax first. I got to do the space hoax. That's just for my own personal amusement, just so you know. And then Biden's coming up. Biden's kind of buried a little bit, but I'll get to the Biden speech before we go home. I think it's not only 9:24. I got all night, right? But anyway, so record recruiting. Wow, Trump, under my administration, the Navy is on track to have the best recruiting year since the start of the war on terror. That's, I mean, I thought it was all supposed to be collapsing, Aaron, remember? Yeah. We were all told it's all going to fall apart.
Chaos.
Chaos. I mean, remember James Carville said the Trump administration could be over in March.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be over in March. Funny, it's April 15th, and he's having all kinds of records and his highest approval rating. I wonder when Carville is actually going to come out with his retraction speech. I would. If I made those grandiose predictions, I would come out and say I was wrong. But nobody else does. Amazing. Go to the next one for me. Brianna Morello tweet. Just in, almost 20,000 IRS employees. This is great news. Great news. On this April 15th, happy, happy tax day to everybody. 20,000 IRS employees are accepting the Trump administration's second deferred buyout offer. So in other words, they may either resign or be fired. And then if you resign, we'll pay you through September. According to Bloomberg. So remember, Biden hired on 87,000. That was canceled. Now 20,000 of the original IRS employees. And remember the story that came out where all the different IRS employees are millions upon tens of millions of dollars they owe in tax debt that they themselves aren't paying? I wonder if that's any of these 20,000 people. I bet you there's some leverage being used to get them out. So 20,000 IRS employees. How will we make it? Just eliminate the IRS completely. Why do we even have an IRS? We didn't have an IRS before. Everything was paid by tariffs and sales tax. You paid a tax on the goods you bought. That's it. Why do we have an income tax? Anybody ever think like this? We end up with Stockholm syndrome. That we just have to do these things. I know right now, listen, I'm telling you as your friend, you have to pay your income taxes. You have to. You're going to freaking federal prison. Understand that. I know some people like to challenge it. Well, I'm telling you as your friend, don't. But anyway, I'm saying theoretically, don't go to bed. TLP told me not to pay my taxes. No, I didn't. So I have to always say that from the pulpit too. But anyway, theoretically, why do we have it? We don't need it. We didn't have it before. I think it was institutionalized right when we created the FBI. Like 1913 or something like that, we started having an income tax. So I mean, what? We certainly don't need the FBI. We certainly don't need the IRS. They're just Gestapos, just brown shirt Gestapos for the Democratic Party. It's all they are. They're just used by the Democratic Party to prosecute people like you and I. So we don't need them. Why don't we just pay sales tax? Why don't we just pay a flat tax on everything that we have? Why don't we just flat tax it, Steve Forbes style? Why don't we just do that? Everybody, no matter what, you pay 10%. February 3rd, I was right, yep. 1913, yep. IRS was formed.
Yep.
Boy, that's weird. Like, you know what, Leigh, you know what? Let's form a hemorrhoid. how many of you would choose a duodenal hemorrhoid? How many would? Well, your entire anus is closed by a freaking hemorrhoid. Would you choose that? Because that's what somebody decided to do. He came up with a brilliant idea. To create an internal revenue service. What a smart idea. And tax Americans' income. When we never had it before. 1776 to 1913. And we were the richest we ever were. And we've been basically skiing downhill to poverty since then. Just absolutely careening downhill to poverty since then. And we're almost $37 trillion in debt with an internal revenue service confiscating 20 to 40% of our income every freaking year, and we're $37 trillion in debt. So that you're like, Tom, get off it. Never, never, not till it's changed. so that with $37 trillion in debt, so 20 to 40% of your income can be stolen so that it can be given to Democratic Party NGOs, which are fully staffed by Democratic Party members to pay themselves 6 to 7 figure salaries. That's it. And we just continue down. So the Democrats can enrich themselves off of our taxpayer dollars. Simple. Simple as that. And there we are. We're almost there now. We're only three. We're what? How many? Put that back up. Aaron, do you have it again? Look how close we are to $37 trillion in debt. Not far away. Almost at $800 billion. We're only about, let's see, $270 billion away from being $37 trillion in debt. And we will accumulate in the next 21 seconds from right now, another $1 million in debt. And that's with the great Trump administration here. We're still spending just like we did under Biden because that was the CR that was just passed with the approval of Donald Trump, which I don't agree with. But he's still the greatest president in history. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, let's go to my favorite topic of the night, led off by Megyn Kelly. What I'm calling space hoax. So you have SpaceX, which is one of the greatest organizations in the history of humanity, run, of course, and created by Elon Musk, which just rescued our astronauts. And then you have Jeff Bezos's what I call space hoax. So here's Big Fish video. Megyn Kelly cannot quit laughing. Play it for me.
Tasks. They spent the past 2 days at facilities for Blue Origin going over preparations, according to Blue Origin's Ariane Cornell. Their tasks included practicing how to get into and out of the New Shepard capsule. You go in, and then you go out. Oh, once again, ladies. Okay. The group also practiced how to put on and take off their seatbelts. I'm dying. Let me see if there's anything else. They had to get fitted in their flight suits, guys. They had to get fitted, and they had to learn how to communicate with ground control. Okay. This is what's so funny about it to me. First of all, these two nitwits talking about the training they've been through, all their training, it all comes down to this. Secondly, isn't that was like astronaut training, the universal phrase for something that's extremely physically taxing on you? They used to like stick the astronauts in these booths and like put it, like make it sub-zero temperatures and then make them super confused. They couldn't like perform simple tasks anymore and then like make their hearing go away. They would deprive you sensory deprivation, one sense after the other. And that's like part of the, and now it's like they had to learn how to get in and out, but they dress it up on the one thing by saying they had to learn egress and ingress. That's astronaut talk. And then click in and out of their seatbelts. And then the other.
All right. So all of these bimbets that were flown up in the space and I can't remember what they called it. Somebody put it in the chat last night. You can put it again if you remember what it is. I call it like subspace. It's not really even categorized as space. And they flew up and barely touched outside of our normal atmosphere. They barely, it was 11 minute journey, 11 minutes total. And they call themselves astronauts. I mean, do you realize what an astronaut actually is? Is like a naval aviator. These are, or any other branch of the military, high-level Blue Angel pilots. These are people with high-level degrees and hundreds or thousands of hours of flight training and flight time in fighter jets. Those are the astronauts. And then they're the top of the top of the top that actually qualify to be an astronaut. And we're going to say Katy Perry is an astronaut. Again, this is very akin to everybody wants what they never earn. I want to be a lifesaver. Okay, if you want to be a lifesaver, then go to medical school and learn to be a neurosurgeon. You want to be a lifesaver, go and be a firefighter. Go and be a police officer. Go and be a paramedic. Go and be a rescue helicopter pilot. Go in the military. Whatever it may be, you want to be a lifesaver, then pay the price. But everyone wants to be a lifesaver. I want to be a lifesaver. So I put on an N95 mask and I quarantined my family all to save lives. This is the same thing here. They're going to shoot you up into space and you're going to call yourself an astronaut. Are all the chimpanzees and dogs, thank you, Aaron, leave that up. All the chimpanzees and dogs that they've sent up there, are those all astronauts because they got the identical training? Suborbital space is what they got sent into. Barely even qualifies as space. As space. And look at this, just side by side, don't play it. And this is what they landed on Earth, and I'm going to set this up for you. I mean, that looks like some sort of half-baked teepee on the side of the road. That's like a roadside hotel attraction. Stay at the Teepee Central tonight.
Route 66.
Route 66. You go find all these old attraction style campsites. That's Bezos's Blue Origins. Blue Origins. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Some sort of porno movie? Blue Origins? So this is their training, which was 2 days. I imagine about an hour a day. They learn to get in and out of the capsule. See the door? See the door, which we're going to get into the door. Door gets broke. The door's a giant fraud, too. Wait till you find out about that. And then, Aaron, guess here's more for you.
Yeah.
They had to learn how to take their seatbelts on and off. And then they had to be fitted for their flight suits, as if they do anything. But basically, you know what they did? It was like you and I, me, we got Heather in here, Aaron and I. If we all right now, because we could probably get to some sort of amusement park. Well, maybe not tonight because they all closed. But I mean, at some point. But anyway, we could all go in the car tomorrow with our families and go ride Montu at Busch Gardens. Same thing. That's all they did. They hooked in and they just rode a ride. And now they're all very, very insulted whenever you say they just went for a ride. What else did they do, Aaron? Did they pilot it?
Nope.
No. Did they push any buttons?
No.
No. Did they know how to fly?
No.
No, they don't know how to do anything. They got onto Jeff Bezos's Blue Origins roller coaster ride is all they did. And now they want full astronaut credentials, an American hero credentials. They all want to be John Glenn. You're nobody. You're a nothing. You've done nothing. You're not a hero. You've done nothing. But they all want to be, they want to act like they are. So here's how the door worked. This is an MNRM84 video. I hate when people's names are various numbers and letters. It drives me nuts. But anyway, NRM84 does put out good stuff. All right, and here's how the door actually works. Play it for me.
Okay, now I want you to watch the hatch door open from the inside. The lady runs over there real quick, says, no, no, no. Shuts the door back, tries to stand in front of it.
All right, so there you go. Now, they have this dramatic thing here. Now, remember, this is, they just opened the door. Bezos has to come with the implement to open the door. Notice how it just pushes wide. He doesn't even have to do anything. It just opens when he pushes on it. It's all a fraud. Everything's a freaking fraud. Here it is. Don't open the door, ladies. Don't open it. Didn't you practice this? It was on your list. You learned how to take your seatbelts on and off. You got fitted for your flight suits. You got to fraudulently call yourself astronauts. And you were specifically trained how to open and close the door. And you still failed it, and you still want to be called an astronaut. It's some sealed door, a military-grade door, where Bezos has to come with his tool. See, imagine, would you ever be able to pull this off of you if this was you? And you're going to all sit around, and of course, most of the country did, not the people that are watching this podcast. Most of the country, we're all going to pretend that a 99.9% survival virus is not. Everybody did it, including 30% of my own church that left. We're all going to sit around and we're all going to pretend, just like this, I'll pretend. This is some hermetically sealed door that only Jeff Bezos with his Blue Origins tool, which is what he is, a Blue Origin tool. His Blue Origin tool is the only thing that could open up a spacecraft until probably Gail King or Katy Perry opened up the door. And here comes Jeff Bezos to the rescue. And he doesn't even spin the thing. Watch. He doesn't even spin it. It just opens up on its own. Just push it open. All right, let's go to the next one. So let's look at the interviews from our astronaut heroes, like Katy Perry. And it's just life-changing, not only for her, but she has also changed your life. American AF video, Katy Perry says, play for me.
I hope they can see the unity that we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space for the future. And for me, like Gail said, this wasn't a ride, wasn't a destination. It was a journey, and it was a supernatural one. And my journey has always been about love and belonging. And I think that we have all felt that sometimes we weren't worthy or we didn't belong. And in certain ways, no matter all the accolades, no matter all the studying, no matter anything. And I think today we all said it, like, we belong here. Mm-hmm. This is where we belong, and we feel very sure of that. So I think that you'll never know the amount of love that you have inside of you to give and to receive until the day you launch, because you're leaving all the love behind, and you're surrendering, and you're hoping that you get another chance to love them again. And so when you come back down, you're like, oh, I get another chance, and I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Now I'm crying. Okay.
Oh, my. Oh, now they're crying. You're crying at that? You know, my hair's crying now. Everybody, I'm crying all right.
So sweet.
I'm crying out of the patheticness of how pathetic of a human being that is. So she says, going back to front, you've been told your whole life that you weren't worthy no matter how much you studied. What has she ever fucking studied to be an astronaut? She's saying she's been made worthy now from all of her studying to be an astronaut. Her 2-day training to learn how to take her seatbelt on and off. And how to open and close the door, which they still screwed up. And this has made her worthy. And then here's the quotes. And you tell me how this makes any sense whatsoever. This wasn't a ride, and we weren't taking up space. We were making space. How is she making space? Has she become Jesus, the creator? Is that what Katy Perry is now? She is now creating space? How is she making space? Making space how? Making space for what? Making space exactly? How are you creating space? And it wasn't a ride, Aaron. It was a supernatural journey. This was powered by Yahweh. What an absolute freaking joke these people are. But it shows you why our culture is so vulnerable to pandemics. Do your part. Together alone. Alone together. Tom, why are you all over this? Because, listen, Bill, they just had another pandemic for them. They're planning something to go after little kids this time. Now, whether they get away with it or not, we don't know. And I'll have more on that later. But not tonight, but I will have more on that. But that's the thing. So it's not COVID's over. No, this COVID was a plan. It wasn't some trial balloon. It was a plan that didn't come to complete fruition, but it did set up the infrastructure for CBDC, which gets implemented, if it's allowed to, in the European Union in fruition October of this year, if all the countries will cooperate, which some won't. So this just shows you these are the vulnerabilities. I want to be about something. I want to have a cause. I want to have a reason to live. So you're going to tie yourself to a seat, have Jeff Bezos fire you up into, what's that called again, Aaron, the space thing? Do you remember what it was? Suborbital space.
Suborbital.
So you're going to have Jeff Bezos give you a 5.5 minute journey up and a 5.5 minute journey back total. And now your life has meaning. It was not a ride. It was a supernatural journey. We're not taking up space. We're making space. Everybody's told you that you're not worthy, even after all of your astronaut studies. But now I'm an astronaut. You're a nothing. You've done nothing. Listen, when I mean that as far as being an astronaut, you're a nothing. Listen, she's a multi, probably close to billionaire off of singing. I've never heard one song. Maybe I know one song. I don't know. But anyway, I don't pay any attention to Katy Perry. But anyway, I mean, why can't you just say you're a great singer? Because that eventually empties out, because only God can fill the void. All right, let's go to this one. Riley Gaines' video. This is unbelievable. This is a CBS Mornings. And look at, Aaron, can you side by side it? Sorry to keep doing this to you. So look at the CBS in the Mornings. Gail goes to space. Gail gets on a roller coaster ride, is what it should say. Countdown to launch, Aaron. There it is. Countdown to launch. Making space history. By tying 5 morons to seats and sending them up into suborbital space for 2 seconds. That's making space history. How much coverage was there on CBS Mornings with Elon Musk sending the SpaceX Falcon up into space to actually rescue real astronauts stranded by the Biden administration for 9 months? Probably nothing. And here you have making space history. Dr. May C. Jemison on her trip to space and what Gail can expect. Play it for me.
Explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take into space, benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting
mankind,
and the man-made and the manned missions, because this is exactly what this mission is about, is expanding the perspective of who does space.
So Riley Gaines titled that, and keep that video ready, because I'm going to probably play that one again, the Riley Gaines one. So Riley Gaines says, why is the Democratic Party approval rating at its all-time low? Why is that? Listen to her response about mankind. Play it for me.
Explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take into space, benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting
Humankind, says the cuck boy. It's mankind. It doesn't matter. Mankind, it includes women. It doesn't, and even if it didn't, who cares? This is the problem. This is what makes this country so vulnerable to totalitarian control, that you will yield your position of authority. You will yield all common sense to an idiotic moron that will sit there and correct you saying mankind and wants you to say humankind, which, by the way, isn't even grammatically correct. Like she, her, they, them. It's mankind. He should have stood up, but he knows he can't because he'll get fired. Leveraged into compliance. Leverage you into a one world commerce system, a single access point, controlled by idiots like that. And you will speak their language or you won't have access to it. That's why that guy knows he'll be fired. He knows it's fine to say mankind. Humankind. Birthing person.
No.
He should have just said, screw you, doctor, whatever you are. Doctor of idiocy. You have a bachelor's, you have a master's, and you have a doctorate in idiocy. That you actually make that correction on national TV. And the saddest part about it is not the idiot. It's the idiot that complies with the original idiot. Oh, I'm sorry. Why are you saying sorry? Was he actually sorry? No. Why are you saying it then? If 99.9% survival virus, why are you wearing a mask and taking a vaccine and quarantining yourself? Why? Because of the societal consequences of not doing it. So you're going to abide in a lie because you're afraid of what your friends and your relatives will say. Not me. I'm out. I've been out. Never closed, never will, never masked, none of that crap. Symbolically or in reality. Never will. I'll get more on this. You're like, Tom, move on from this whole space. I can't. It's fun. You're like, Tom, you don't look like you're having fun. This is fun for me. Raging is fun. All right, in wokeness video, here's Gail King. We've got two Gail Kings now, and then we're done. Short videos, and they're both men wokeness. Gail King, it's sexist, Aaron, to call our space ride a space ride. Play for me.
You think when people say, oh, it's frivolous, number one, they call it a ride, which I find very irritating because they never say men went for a ride. What do you say to people who think that this was frivolous or just a ride? You know, I think the message that it sends is very, very powerful. And the people that say that, by the way, weren't there.
The absolute lies of Gail King. How does Gail King get up in the morning and have to look at her own face and put her makeup on? She's a disgusting, repulsive liar. She says they never call men going up into space a ride. Wrong, moron. Men and women, astronauts, have actually flown up into space, and it's not called a ride. You know why, Aaron? Because they're flying the freaking vessel.
Yeah.
They're actually flying it. They're not strapped into a seat on like a roller coaster ride. You didn't fly it, Gail. So you're on a ride. All the other people, all the men, they don't, it has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with, are you actually flying the craft or not? Imagine being so disingenuous and so devoid of all human dignity for yourself that you'll make a statement like that, which you know is a disingenuous lie. They don't say that about men. They don't strap men into seats and fly them up into space. The men actually pilot the craft, moron. Speaking of the moron, in wokeness video, here's Gail King's on her 11-minute space tour. I'm so proud of me. Play it for me.
And I'm so proud of us. I really am proud of me because I never in a gazillion years thought I could do this. And I just saw a video of us walking up the, I don't want to call it plank, but what's the proper?
You never thought you could be, Aaron just said it. You never thought you could just be strapped to a seat and fly. You know, I should say that about all my flights from now on. I only fly like once a year. But you know, when I do from now on, I'm going to say, you know what? I get full credentials as a pilot.
Yeah,
I get the same credentials as the pilot, I guess, because I was strapped into a seat and I, quote unquote, flew.
Proud of you.
Yeah, right. Aaron's proud of me and I'm proud of me because I actually flew. Same thing with COVID, by the way. People come in. It would be like me walking from the parking lot into this building in a thunderstorm with lightning. And I come in and I go, Heather, I survived. And she's supposed to rejoice at that? The sad and pathetic part would be if she did. And she played along with my delusion. Oh, Tom, it's so great. So happy that you made it. Oh, I'm so proud of you. And I go, I'm so proud of me too, Heather. I have a 100% chance of surviving. And we're all going to rejoice in the fact that I survived. And then she absolutely accomplished nothing. But we're all going to rejoice in the fact that she accomplished something, which was nothing. And she's so proud of herself. Oh, my gosh. I could go on with this. I'm not going to do it. That's it. All right, changing subjects. Let's go to my other favorite subject of the day. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the El Salvadorian citizen who illegally entered this country, sex trafficked, human trafficked in this country, El Salvador entered illegally in this country in 2012, was caught in 2019, and was given a final removal order, which then they had a withholding order attached to the final removal order in that he could not be removed to El Salvador because the 18th, I said 8th last night, 18th Street gang was a threat to him. So his own MSN-13 gang was a threat to him if he went back to El Salvador. So he got a withholding order. So he could be removed. He couldn't be removed to El Salvador, but he could be removed to any other country. He had a final removing order. So he was supposed to be removed. And now the Democrats have renamed Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who is an illegal alien, a human trafficker, an MS-13 member. They have now renamed him Maryland Dad. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, that you will actually reclassify an illegal alien who committed a felony entering into this country, despite what all the Democrats are saying right now, that it's a civil offense to enter into this country. It's not. It is a criminal offense to enter into this country. It's a felony. And they now rename this guy Maryland Dad or Maryland Father or Maryland Resident. And here's one of the simpleton morons, Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland. And he said, I've been clear. If President Bukele doesn't want to meet here in D.C., then I intend to go to El Salvador this week to check on Kilmar Abrego Garcia's condition. How are you going to do that? You have no right to enter into that country without Bukele's permission. You have no right to check on him at the prison. You have no right to do anything. But these guys are so puffed up and full of themselves because they've had their boots licked and their butts kissed for so long because they're a senator. And really, all these people are nothing. I'm telling you, 99.9% of them have never actually made a dime themselves. They've received all their money from NGOs throughout time that you and I paid for. But that's what he says he's going to do. Listen to him talk. Play for me.
I saw the comments of President Bukele, and I look forward to meeting with him. I've requested to meet with him. I reached out to the ambassador here to ask to meet while he's here. But I've also made clear if we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release of this individual who is illegally detained. A Maryland man who's the father of three in a notorious prison in El Salvador. And I believe the president of El Salvador will recognize why it's important to allow him to return to the United States of America, because it is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained one more day in a notorious prison in El Salvador. Of course, President Trump could have just said, you know, bring him home. Of course he could have done that. But this is an administration that has lied about Mr. Abrego Garcia, right? The vice president of the United States tweeted out that he had a criminal record. That was a lie. They're just lying. They've gotten caught lying. They don't want to admit it. And they have an obligation to bring him home. But I will say the president of El Salvador should not now take it upon himself to say that he is detaining him for one more day, because that is kidnapping. I understand that the attorney general said that we would provide a plane to bring him home. So all the president of El Salvador has to do now is hand over and release an innocent man and let him come home to his family.
Hand over and release an innocent man who has no criminal record. Entering this country illegally is a criminal record. It is a felonious crime to do so. So you have a criminal record. Who was caught up in a 2019 operation to detain the illegal immigrants and was given a final order of removal with only a withholding document on top of that, where he couldn't be returned to El Salvador because of the threat of his own gang, 18th Street Gang, in El Salvador. So he could have been deported to Ecuador, Guatemala, or anywhere else, or even Mexico, where he actually crossed the line, which is what they should do. So he says, get this now, this guy lives under the delusion that somehow Garcia is going to return to this country, reintegrate into society, is going to live the life of a Maryland dad in Maryland. He is an illegal alien with a final removal order. And see, there you go. You can side by side. I just want to show you who this idiot is. Look at the, this is his profile page on Twitter. Look at what it says. Bans off our bodies. Catholics support abortion. That's who this guy is. Disgusting, spineless, cuck boy. He's probably terrified of his wife and daughter. People like this. Disgusting cuckboy men. Just leave this up. So anyway, this Chris Van Hollen, he honestly believes that Garcia is going to reintegrate into our society and become the Maryland dad that they all want him to be. He has a final removal order. What will happen is he should be returned home. And Bukele is kidnapping him. But you know, so you're going to say, get this now. He's going to say that Bukele is kidnapping him, and now he's going to go down and meet with Bukele. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. See, Bukele actually has a spine. He's not a cuck boy like you. These little cuck boys who will say anything and do anything. I've seen them my whole life, inside a church, outside a church. These little cuck boys, they'll do anything to not make their wife mad. If mama ain't happy, the whole house isn't happy. And they're like that at their jobs. They're like that with politics. They're like that in the church. Hey, we want you to close your church for a 99.9% survivable virus. Okay, I'm a cuck boy. I'm glad to do it for you. Well, does that make you happy? Then I'll do it. Well, actually, what we'd like you to do is bend over and take 10 vaccinations up the rectum. Will that make you happy? I'll be glad to do it. That's him. His whole life, he's been like that. That's why they envy Donald Trump. And so you're going to call Bukele a kidnapper, and then you're going to fly down and meet with him? And you're gonna demand to see Garcia in the prison? Good luck with that. Good luck with that, little Chrissy. Good luck with that. He has a final removal order. What will happen is if you actually did bring him back, which you won't be allowed to do because then you'd be kidnapping, and then actually smuggling him into the country and committing a crime yourself by bringing him back. I would love it. I hope they do it. I would love it. Give it to him and let him bring him back and commit a crime himself, then arrest him. I would love it. But what will happen is if you bring him back, he's going to be immediately detained by Tom Holman's ICE, put in a detention center. They're going to remove the withholding order and send him back to El Salvador. Which, by the way, Aaron said it when we were watching the video. And Chris Van Hollen, we're going to bring him home. He is home. He lives in El Salvador. He lived in El Salvador until 2012, and until he committed a felony by illegally entering through our southern border. So he is home. Congratulations. Let's all congratulate Garcia for being at home because he's been returned to his home. Now he should get proper justice in El Salvador. If he doesn't deserve to be in that prison for the rest of his life, Bukele will get him out. But right now, he's being detained there to determine his status as MS-13 or crimes that he committed in El Salvador. Simple as that. If he didn't commit any, he'll go and he's home and he can go reintegrate himself. He wants to send for his family here because he's fathered three kids here. Send them. They can all move to El Salvador together. Happy tax day to them. Move all down there April 13th, April 15th. Go ahead. All right, let's go to the next one. A Lewis Brackpole tweet. I'm flipping through all different subjects right now. I want to go over CBDC with you real quick. Lewis Brackpole, UK government is already using your taxes to build the, not our taxes, UK citizens' taxes, to build the infrastructure for digital ID. They're supposed to implement it, even though they're not part of the European Union. They, of course, will bend over, spread them wide for the European Union like they've always done. Through information requests, I've confirmed. £60 million of public money went to Pragmatic Semiconductor, makers of flexible chips used in radio frequency identification, smart ID cards, and track and trace systems. That's always good, Aaron, isn't it?
Yeah.
You always want the government involved with their citizens using track and trace systems.
Comforting.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's you know, like the various tracking systems that they were using during COVID-19. Remember all that. DSIT is funding AI infrastructure security frameworks and AI assurance programs. Reports on how this technology is being deployed and being withheld under Section 43. It's always great when they have the section numbers too. Commercial interests. So reports on how this technology is being deployed and being withheld under Section 43. So they use proprietary patent restrictions. So we can't tell you because there's patents involved, proprietary technology involved. So we can't tell you how we're orchestrating our totalitarian control, because it would be exposing patents and proprietary information. Just like you're a J6 defendant. We can't give you the videos that are exculpatory and show that you never committed the crimes that we're accusing you of, because if we do, it'll be a violation of national security. That's what they always do. It's the same old garbage, including details on how it's being positioned in competition with China, the U.S., and EU. These chips include digital ID information like contact tracing. Remember that gloriousness during COVID-19? Biometric surveillance, smart city monitoring. Sounds great, doesn't it? If you love 1984, George Orwell. Centralized behavioral tracking. Aaron, don't you want to be centrally behaviorally tracked?
Yes.
I would love that. I would just love to be centrally behaviorally tracked.
Please.
Sounds great, doesn't it? Right out of the book of Revelation, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one of the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Now listen, you'd better hop on board 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and be the end times restraining, or this will be a part of your life. America, Canada, and anywhere else. Montana just outlawed CBDC. Donald Trump has pledged to outlaw CBDC. Central bank digital currency. Well, that's okay, because I'm going to have my old gold holdings. Once it turns into central bank digital currency, gold is gone. There's no gold market anymore. It's central bank digital currency with somebody's hand on the spigot to your finances other than you. All right, go to the next one for me. Wide awake media video. European central bank head Christine Lagarde. Watch this human being. This is a demonic, antichrist spirit human being who wants to usher in what I just read to you. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Revelation 13, 16, 17, and 18. Revelation 4, 14, 9 through 16. Read that all tonight before you go to bed, because that's what people like this, side by side, would you real quick? That's what people like this want to bring forth, whether they know that's what they're doing or not. They do it in the name of peace and safety, which is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 3 and 4. So this is what they're trying to usher in. And we need to be the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I mean, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining. End times restraining right now, not tomorrow, now. No to CBDC. Wide awake media video. European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde hopes to launch the EU CBDC currency by October of this year. About a 50-second video. Play it for me.
Focused on accelerating the pace and hopefully campaigning enough with all the stakeholders, meaning European Parliament, meaning European Council, meaning European Commission, so that we can eventually, you know, not put to bed, but put to reality this digital euro. The deadline for us is going to be October of 25, and we are getting ready for that deadline, but we will not be able to move unless the other parties, the stakeholders, as I call them, Commission, Council, and Parliament, actually complete the legislative process without which we will not be able to move. And I think it is critically important. And it seems to the agnostic or the skeptics, it seems to be more relevant and more of an imperative now than ever before, both on the wholesale and on the retail level, both.
President of the EU, not a scary organization at all. I've always loved the European Union. Haven't you? Just the precursor to one world government. It's just, it's awesome. And to hear the president of the EU explaining how you in Europe can get your life back to normal in that German accent she has, that just sounds so soothing to me. Here's what she says is important to get your life back here. Here she comes.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Good to see you.
Before Easter, we promised to the Europeans that we will do everything possible so that they can gain back some normality when planning for their well-deserved summer holidays. So on Monday, the European Parliament and the European Council signed the regulation for the EU digital COVID certificate. Oh, it is applicable from the 1st of July on. But if you want to, as a member state, you can sign up early voluntarily. And that's what Belgium did.
Oh, Belgium, well, Belgium
allows
did it.
As of today, to travel with a certificate. Mm-hmm. And they issue
travel
these
with their certificate.
And here is mine. So everyone who is fully vaccinated or tested negative or has recovered from COVID can get one. And we have right now 15 member states that have already signed up. And from the 1st of July, all 27 member states have to apply these EU digital certificates for the COVID. I am planning now to start my tour through 27 member states for the Next Generation EU, our recovery and resilient plan. And I'm very curious to test and to see how this certificate will work. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
All right.
That's
now,
great.
She held hers up. Can I just take a picture of that? And
yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. That's fine. That's fine. So essentially what she's saying is you must have your papers. They'll be digital, but you must have some. The other ways of making you have your papers. Please.
You're like, Tom, enough of that video. Never. I'm just warning you. It's going to come up over and over again. I'm just warning you because I'm in love with it. And why is it that every single, I mean, literally, you have to look at these Hollywood people as backslidden prophets because, I mean, whether you look at The Matrix, whether you look at South Park, what are some other ones like Family Guy, all these different ones that
The Simpsons.
Simpsons. Thank you, Aaron. That are basically prophetic.
Yeah.
Every single one of these villains has that German accent. Same thing with the Bond movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, all these, whether it's Christine Lagarde, Ursula von der Leyen, well, Belgium does it.
That's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Your COVID certificate. I mean, oh my gosh. And there's just something. This is the thing. Understand it. You and I are supposed to be, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the great restraining. We don't comply. We are not cuck boys and girls. We don't comply. We simply, through civil resistance, no, I will never close my church. I will never use CBDC currency. Certainly, you'll never take a mark on your right hand or on your forehead because that's what Ursula and that's what Christine Lagarde want, whether they know it or not. So anyway, so they break out Biden today. They break out Biden to come and give a speech. How desperate do you have to be to bring Skeletor out to give a speech? I mean, Biden is gone. They're in such desperate shape that they actually have to trot out Biden to give a speech. So let's go into this. The Vigilant Fox video. As a grand finale, Carolyn Leavitt delivered one of the most savage mic drops of her career on the Biden speech today. And he already gave it. Don't worry, we have some highlights from it. Play it for me.
Former President Biden, he's set to deliver his first major speech since leaving office tonight. He plans to talk about what I'm told will be Social Security under the current administration, closing of offices, longer wait times, harder for seniors and people with disabilities to access earned benefits is what Democrats have been saying today. I wanted to get the president's response or if he plans to respond to this and comments on what Democrats are calling cuts to Social Security.
My first reaction when seeing former President Biden was speaking tonight was I'm shocked that he is speaking at nighttime. I thought his bedtime was much earlier than his speech tonight. I understand the topic of his speech will be Social Security. Let me make it very clear ahead of former President Biden's remarks. President Trump, is absolutely certain about protecting Social Security benefits for law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens and seniors who have paid into this program. He will always protect that program. He campaigned on it. He protected it in his first term, and he's back again to continue protecting it.
And by the way, he didn't end up doing the speech at night. It was sometime this afternoon, so they must have, like, rolled it back. So it's a little too late for Biden because he ended up giving the speech today. So Aaron, Heather, and I have put together a montage for everybody. We want to celebrate Joe Biden. Since he's rolled back out into the public eye to give a speech on Social Security, all based on complete lies, by the way. This is all, people are having trouble getting their checks. Not one person has reported getting their checks late. Not one. Not one person has reported having any difficulty dealing with Trump's Social Security administration. Not one. But the Democrats just make it up out of whole cloth. People are, their checks are coming in late. They're having trouble dealing with the Social Security administration because less than 1% of their staff has been cut. So suddenly, less than 1% of Social Security staff has been cut. When only 6% of them are actually reporting to work to begin with, suddenly there's a lot of problems getting checks from Social Security, getting problems resolved from the Social Security Administration. Suddenly, those are all just bold-faced lies. So they have Biden come out to give a speech about how important Social Security is to address problems that don't even exist at all. And they also claim that Trump's going to cut Social Security when he said over and over again, just like the Charlottesville hoax, that not the white supremacists and the terrorists, not those people. He said it over and over again. And he said it 5 billion times. And he has a 4-year record now, 4.5-year record as president of never touching Social Security, which, by the way, I think it needs to be touched, but he's not going to touch it. I think it should be cut, just so you know, because I'm what's called a conservative and we're $37 trillion in debt. But anyway, so Trump and I on that don't agree, but he's still the greatest president in history. So anyway, so Heather and I and Aaron have put together a little montage to celebrate the many great moments of Biden's speeches. All of them come from Defiant L's and then one from Adam Ford. Run them all consecutively for me, guys. Play it.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look, we had the safest border in the history of our country. The border, all he had to do was leave it. All he had to do was leave it.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure. Choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. And so, folks, if you're interested,
we choose truth over facts. Okay, facts are truth. But anyway, so I just had to put that little mantra. So you're thinking, well, you know what? Those are real low moments. But today, I'm sure Biden did better today, right? Well, let's look. Johnny Maga video. So stop laughing, Aaron. The Democrats pulled Biden out. Play for me.
It's about dignity. Simple dignity.
Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity, regardless of their standing, regardless of their economic situation, regardless of who they are. Making sure that more than 60 million Americans who are living with disabilities are treated with dignity is who we are as Americans.
So they brought him back out to scream and whisper again about problems that don't even exist. Go to the next one for me. The Blaze video, A Confused and Lost Joe. Play it for me.
Thank you. We deserve help.
Aaron, play that for me side by side. Leave the volume on. Leave it all the way up. So what he's doing here, just leave it up. I'll scream over. He's supposed to be waiting. I'm sure on the teleprompter it tells him to wait. He just starts giving the speech while the music's still playing. He's giving his speech right now. So it's the same Joe Biden versus teleprompter with Joe Biden losing 1,000% of the time. Here again in 2025. Look at him. What an idiot. And that's not even because he's brain injured. It's because he's actually a dumb human being. He doesn't even notice it. He just continues on. So nothing has changed for Joe Biden in 2025. Now you're money back to me. All right, that's good. 10-14. That's good. But anyway, thank you. Oh, wow. Look at the number of people on the rants. Listen, you got to stick around for the post game. It is awesome, in case I forget to tell you. Rants tonight. Texas Billy, $75. Wow. Aaron Yeager, $50. Mike Griffith, $31. Tony Nuthead, $20. Nude Monk, $20. Good to see the Nude Monk on the rant. Love the Nude Monk. Hefner, $20. Snod Dodd, $311, $20. Hassle Free TV, my friend from church. Love you. $20. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Great numbers tonight. Keep liking and sharing. We're banned off of Facebook, like I told you. Advertising stuff on Rumble kind of hurt us a little bit. Trying to build us back up. We did crack 1,000 tonight, 958 right now. Stick around for the post game. Seriously, it's awesome. It's uplifting. It's good stuff, fun stuff for the most part. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, as always, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.